Okay. Shoshlof Kacha, Christopher Rav, Rabbi Yonazal, Demairi Shekavu Atman Biachad Mitchila, Leberchas Hamotzi, Ledidhu Behesebo, Ledidon Beyeshiva, Oz Enam Rashaim Machalik.
Right. So only if what?
They said Hamotzi together.
Like on Shabbos, like we do on Shabbos.
Right.
It's.
Avo Imlo Nikvu Yachad Leberchas Hamotzi, Rashaim Machalik. Vidikte exam, mihad de reish parakates of Mavarchan, hesebu echa of Mavarchukulan.
Vidakin,
hesebu in, lo hesebu lo. Erminhu, asar, bene adam shahi mahalchem biderech, achopish ochemiki karecha, kolecha becha Mavarchatma. Yashbu, afopish kol echad, ochemiki karecha, mevarechukulan. So if they sat together, if everyone, they're on the go on the way.
Ochem mikikro, that's what the comma goes, I think.
Yes.
Right. Yeshu afi shekol echa ochem
mikikro. Yeshu afa pi shekol echa ochem mikikro echa
Right.
Tani
Yeshu. Right.
Pishelo I say. That's a cash on the Mishnah because the Mishnah says they save when they save echa mivarchu kuan.
Right.
Yeshu.
Dakin, I say when, lo, I say below, remenu. You see over there, it says Yashro.
Right.
So you don't need to say who, right?
Right.
Okay.
Mugilor of Nachman, you go in the army, Nazel Nechel, Namu, Bidach, the Plonis.
Right.
Have you Kemo, I say, but the high price of Yerch Samazan Iri.
Right.
Tixani Bob Hedge, Bishami, Yashro, Vachlu. The im istol abo kvias lezimun amai itzrich. Aber Rav Nachman look more kish kavu makum tepe klei mikim shachlu kechad kovasan zu hachila. Elavada ik kvias mitchila hu shemechayim lezimun.
Kvias mitchila hu shechayim nachem. So he's saying that why did he answer him nasal v'necho b'duch t'plan, which is really what? Which is really a tziruf before they make the first bracha.
Right.
So
it's a demonstration
kvias. Yeah, why did he just say that they ate together?
Right.
Right, isn't that his right hand?
Seems so.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, isn't it from Shkav Makom?
Kvias Makom Metchila. So you see, the Kvias Metchila from that case.
Yeah, but isn't he trying to show that it's Berachas Hamazon and not what? Not Berachas Rishona, right?
He's trying to show that his main point is that for Berachas Hamazon you have to have a Kvias Metchila.
Right.
That's his main point.
Yeah, but isn't he talking through that he's establishing his Birchas Hamazon and not what, Bracha Rishona? In other words, there's a question.
No.
Okay, fine.
He's saying that you have to have Bracha Rishona also because that's the Kvias Metchila.
Okay. Good.
Okay. But he wants to say that there's no Chiyuv Zimun if there's no Kvias Metchila. If you and I are eating and he walks in while we're in the middle, while we're still eating, there's no zimun.
Even if he sits down with you.
Even if he sits down with us and we eat a kizayis biyachah.
Right.
That's what he holds.
Good.
Okay? And his raya is because he needs kvias metchila because of that Gemara. Gemara says, nasal v'nail v'duch t'plan. Okay?
They can't be
the beginning before Motzi. I have to emotes together because when you meet star, if you make one emotes for everybody, like on Shabbos. Okay?
But by the way,
there's nothing on Shabbos involved. If three people are washed together, so it's better that one is Mevarech L'Kulam.
Why is it better?
It's Shabbos.
What's the cover?
Vodi Birai, Mihad Asnan, Vasham Shachl Ksais, Mitzdarf. Macher is yish b'shamish yoser mi be'acher.
Why is the shamish different than anybody else?
Right. Elo vada ashmina and achbi shesh arbni adam emet starfen elo b'shivas keva Hashamish mitzarech below yeshivas keva.
So in other words, only a shamus can come in the middle.
That's
because it's derech achilas bekach.
Yeah.
But everybody else can't. So you see Raya from there, you can't just pop in the end of this and then make a greater zima. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
The Vinir Kadiva Hamafarshim, Afishalo Barhu Hamotzi Biyachad. Al Akhakach Nikvu Beachila Yach Beachila. Be'achil yachad nikvu lezimun ve'en rasham lechalik v'mashe v'raya me'ahi deketim v'arachin la v'rayahi de'shayni hasam de'ilo amr nezul nechum nama b'dichta plonis hayu mitchilas hasura atzofa below keva lo haya ha'echad yachal lehotzi chaver.
If they didn't say that.
Right. Avol hasebu miktas antchilu ba'ashlisha v'hesev imam achar she'ischilu harishonim la'achol Olidana filo be yeshiva, kim shahim kfu miyacha bikmarachila chayavim lazami. Vechain haid a shamish, adam acher shahaya ochel, keena shamish lohe misarif kevin de eno kava.
Does this imply that one at a time wouldn't work? That you have two signs, everyone joins, but let's say just one at a time. Just tarachila, that's what he's emphasizing.
That as long as the three were eating a kezias together, they're chayav. That'd be an achilas kezias biyachar, otherwise no one else.
Situation's not good.
Kavul and mitchila, makom, bedivur, the eitzah, v'azmana. I mean, boy, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
Real
kavias.
We will be eating at such and such a time.
That they said beduch plan, right?
Right.
Nezul v'nechul beduch plan. So they were kaveya. With Dibur, and with, what does it mean by Eitzah?
Means they planned out the best.
Eitzah meant that this is a good place to eat.
Right.
Okay. And Zimun?
Azmana.
Specific people.
We're going to eat together. Okay.
Wow.
But if they left out one of those ingredients, it wouldn't be good.
Wow.
If it wasn't an Eitzah, if you just wanted to eat together, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
What do you? How do you define eitzah?
Eitzah meant like it's a nice place to eat. It's a good eitzah to eat.
Oh, I see.
Let's eat by the river. It's nice.
Right. Or the place. Right.
Or the place.
Facilitates for all the people. Whatever.
Let's eat by this bench over in the park.
And hasmana.
And hasmana is
the people
together. Let's eat together. Okay. So what's Rashi saying? Basically,
accident.
What's Rashi saying in terms of the Gemara? I'm looking for a more basic step. Okay, like Euclid, I don't want to skip a step. What is Rashi saying in basic terms in the Gemara? In other words, how is he learning the Gemara? Move back a little bit. You're saying it, but let's say less even. In other words, the Gemara asks the question, they say who ain, yash below. So the Gemara says, no, yash was speaking where they said, nezul v'necho beduch plan. Okay? And Rashi says, that means what? That means that there's dibur there, they spoke it out, and there's eitzah there, this is a nice place under the tree, it looks nice here, we'll eat here, and then we'll eat together. Okay, hasmana, invitation. Havi kvias. So that's also kvias. Yashvu me'el, avol yashvu me'elein b'mokom echad yachar, ain't a kvias. But a sevu me'elein?
It is kvias.
Is a kvias.
Without talking about it?
No need to talk. I mean, that's simply the way Rashi says, right. Isn't that Shana Rashi? Right. In other words, the Gemara is asking a sevu ein yashvu lo, so the Gemara says, no, you're making a mistake. A sevu is good all the time, but yashvu is only good under a certain condition where they said, nezul v'necho beduch plan. Okay? So nasal v'nechel b'duch plan substitutes
for a
sefer. That's plain pshat Rashi. Right? On the surface, this would seem to be against whom? Yeah, exactly. It's against the Rabbeinu Yonah. Because the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that you deduce from nasal v'nechel b'duch plan that you must always have mitchila.
Right?
But the Gemara is saying just the opposite. The Gemara is saying nasal v'nechel b'duch plan is a substitute for esevu, but by esevu you don't need a mitchila. Is that in fact what the Rush answers? Let's take a look at the Rush. Mary, is it?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Simple. He's saying you make a big mistake. Rabbeinu Yonah's making a big mistake here. He's not going to shot in the Gemara. Shot in the Gemara is he safe when Yashvu lo. Aye, we have Yashvu. Answer is Yashvu is good because they said nasal and echel b'duch plan. So that's then it's good. But if it's Heisevu. You don't need that whole matrilo nasal and echel b'duch plan. Okay. Analysis of the machlokas, right? A little closer. So then you need a matrilo over there. But who says by a saving you need a matrilo?
That's what Grant. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Who?
Then you know.
He says you need always.
Okay.
Saving
need it. Right.
No, but saying they're equivalent. This is just another way, sort of like another type of hasevu. Says the Havi Kamo has.
Right. He's in hasevu yeshiva.
Yeah, according to everybody, not just according to Benny,
okay.
According to everybody.
Okay.
They had a seva, and if they did yeshiva, so if they did nezva v'necho b'duch plan, then it's good.
Right. So we only have yeshiva.
We only have yeshiva. Okay. Our yeshiva is a seva.
Okay. It has to be the
previous. Possibility is that a seva is a mitzarif. For some reason, let's leave it with X, okay? And Yashvu is not a Mitzarev. But Yashvu, together with Nezel v'Nechel b'duch plan, is equal to Esevu.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Is equal to Esevu.
Right.
Now there are two possibilities. One possibility is that it's equal to Esevu, which means it's identical. It's identical with Esevu. You have Esevu and you have Nezel and Echel and Dochman, they're both identical. The other pshat is that they're not identical. That Esevu is one method, but there could be another method as well, but it's not because of Esevu. Alright? You follow me?
Two types of kviyas.
So Rabbeinu Yonah maintains that it's one kviyas. That nasal v'nechel v'duch plan is the same koveya. It substitutes for esevo. So whatever you're going to find in one, you're going to find in the other. Whereas the Rush maintains that esevo is a qualitatively differentiated mitzaref, and nasal v'nechel v'duch plan is a qualitatively differentiated mitzaref. But if you don't have the mitzarif of Esevu, it doesn't mean that's the only mitzarif. There's a mitzarif of Nezel and Echel B'duch Plan also. But that, of course, has to be mitchila. because that's its unique. That's its uniqueness, right?
So two types are two different ways to a
mitzarev, and nezel v'nechol v'doch plan is another mitzarev, or they're really both the same. All the Gemara says is that one substitutes for the other. That nezel v'nechol v'doch plan will substitute for a sevel, but it doesn't say it's identical. Could be it's a different method, or it could be no, it's the same method. It's a different format, but it's the same exact reason, same exact mitzvah. Okay? All right, so now you want to try to define a little better? Mm-hmm. Rabbeinu Yonah is learning which way?
They're
the same. In other words, either I could be mitzaref you to my suda through aseva, that we're mesiv together, okay, which means that the haseva, which is like a lounging feature that's added to the achila, it's a different kind of achila if we both are mesiv together. So that means ipso facto that we're mitzaref. Would be mitzarif. That's a nice tzirif. The lounging and the relaxing and the nature of that type of achilu where we spread ourselves out, that's a mitzarif. But that doesn't have to be the only mitzarif. You can have another mitzarif where you have a tzirif das, al yedei das, and dibor, like Rashi says. Okay? And that's where you say nezel v'nechol b'duch plan. That's also a mitzarev. But both of them accomplish the exact same thing. They accomplish tziruf. So either there's tziruf through my maisa haseva, or else there's tziruf through dibur and etza and zimun. So if you can learn like that, so Rabbeinu Yonah is right. That you see, it all must be mitzchila so achila.
No, you
see from that Gemara. See from that Gemara. What's all the Gemara is saying is that the act of being mesif together is mitzarev. And the Gemara asks, well, so how could there have been tziruf by yeshiva? So the Gemara answers, because nezel v'nechol b'duch plan, that's also a mitzarev. Not the only mitzarev is a seva. A seva means that's definitely a mitzarev. We're all together, we're lounging together, that's a mitzarev. What?
Aseva means, you're saying by...
But all I'm saying is aseva means is a maisa hametzarif.
right? But it has to be l'chachila,
though. Well, one second. But then we know nezel v'nechol b'duch plan is also a maisa hametzarif. So they both are the same. There's no difference in the two. Once you have them, they're identical. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, you see, by nezel v'nechol b'duch plan, it's got to be mitzchila. So haseva also has to be mitzchila.
Okay.
Maintain. Definition is like someone, like you said, who said?
Whatever, doesn't matter. What's the
definition? Okay, definition is that he holds, and the end definition is that he holds that the entire suda must be a suda of shlosha biyachad. In order, the suda must be a suda of shlosha biyachad in order to be chayav and zimun. And that's a special kind of suda.
It's only a group suda if the whole thing is together.
Right, and according to the Rosh, as long as there was an achila that's mechayeves and zimun, in birchas hamazon rather, biyachad, so you chayev and zimun.
I mean, it doesn't require a group suda. So
it doesn't require a group suda.
So why doesn't Nechel?
Because you're forcing me to the end. I want to go slowly.
Also, go step by step. You're up to the rush.
Up to the rush. So how does the rush learn the Gemara's answer? This is what I think it is. You see, over here we're talking about Tziruf Das, right? So the Rosh learns like this, that it's a simple fact that when a person wants to eat, So it would be objectionable if I want to eat myself, I'm sitting and eating here, you come in and you sit down next to me and you eat. Okay? Who asked you? Eating is a private situation. I'm eating in my house, and you come up and you want to sit next to me and want to eat a sandwich. So what is this? Right? So therefore, what the Rush says is the fact that I don't object to you joining me is ipso facto
a tziruf.
Because otherwise it will be objectionable. Socially objectionable. It's socially not proper for me to come over to you when you're eating and sit down and join you. Who asked me to join you? Okay? So the Rush learns like this. A sehu en. That when I'm massive and I'm really expanding myself and involving myself in a real Suda, I'm massive and I'm relaxing and I'm eating and it's a whole full five course meal, it's a full Suda, so then it's objectionable. You have no right to sit down next to me and be massive. And if I don't object and you do, that means that we're together. That means we like each other, we want to join in the Suda together, and it's one Suda. Okay? But if I'm just Yoshev, and I'm just taking a lunch break, then if you sit down next to me, it's not audacious on your part. Because I'm not really being kaveya myself for a real Suda. It's just I'm just have to grab a bite. So you're grabbing a bite with me, so therefore there's no objection.
Then by like the Rush, there's different types of yeshiva even nowadays.
Well, let's not go into nowadays. Let's first one step.
So therefore, you have to do a mitzvah even when you do yeshiva.
So the Gemara asks, "Hey, sevu aim? When it's a sevu, and I'm really indulging in a full spread out meal, so then it's improper. I wouldn't tolerate somebody sitting down next to me unless." We really join and we like each other and we want to eat together.
So that situation is kvias. Right.
But if I just grab a bite, there's no indication of kvias because of my not objecting. But nezel v'nechel b'duch plan, okay, where we are kavei ourselves to eat together, that's another mitzaref. It's a different kind of mitzaref. It's a positive mitzaref where we do it bedas, and we kaveya, like Rashi says, bedibur, beitza, bezimun. It's another mitzaref. The fact that we're sitting together and don't object, that's not the mitzaref. The mitzaref is external, so to speak. By Haseva, the Mitzaref is internal.
It emerges.
That's right, it emerges. Because you have no right to invite yourself to my party. I'm eating now, I want to eat alone, I want to think, I'm not interested in socializing. You're imposing socializing on me. So if I don't object, it means I welcome you socializing. On the contrary, I want to socialize. So then, it's tziruf. But if you don't have aseva, you have no indication of that. So, but you can supply it from an external, conscious tziruf. That's the Gemara. So that's what the Rush is saying.
Any tziruf to the Maisachila.
What?
Tziruf to the Maisachila.
Tziruf to the Maisachila. So that's why the Rush is saying there's no raya. Rabbein Yonah's raya is no raya. Because he's saying that they're both identical. And therefore, if Nezel Anechel B'duch Plan is required Mitchiloso, so too Haseva is required Mitchiloso because it has to be a certain kind of Suda B'yachad. But the Rush says, no, the real Machayev is really the Machayev of eating an Achila B'yachad that's Chayev and Birchus HaMazim. That you're Chayev and Birchus HaMazim B'yachad. But the only thing is, what is called B'yachad? So a sefer who is internally b'yachad, goes to the nature of the situation, and nezel v'nechel b'duch plan is an external supplementation to create a zimun, and that has to be mitchilo. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a real invite. Is where you plan.
But it's zero. It's zero. Well, he requires it's zero.
No. You got to plan it together. That's where you have to plan it together.
And a seva.
A seva, you don't have to plan together because ipso facto it demonstrates that you are socializing with me. Yeah. I accept you as a socializing partner.
It's a different kind.
But if I say, hey, could you come over and socialize with me to the
doctor? Yeah, it doesn't matter what you say. You have to plan it together. If you didn't plan it together and the two of us are reading and a third party comes over and we say, go ahead, sit down and join us, right? That's an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an afterthought. I don't want to throw the guy out, so sit down and join us. But if we plan together metrila, that's a different kind of a thing. That's setting it up. You got to set that in that type of external supplementation. It has to be a real supplementation. It can't be an afterthought. You see, but in the case of the Haseva, because it's intolerable. I wouldn't tolerate this. So the fact that I tolerate it, because I'm eating now, I'm enjoying myself, I'm relaxing, I'm spreading myself out, I'm having a 5-course meal, I'm enjoying myself, I wouldn't let you do it. I'd say, listen, what are you doing?
Come back later.
Yeah, come back later, I'm eating now. You see, but in the case of nasal venejo, that's where you really want to create a tziruf, so it has to be metrila. That initially we planned this together.
Does it lend itself to in the middle, tziruf in the middle, because it's that kind of eating that doesn't...
That's right.
So how do you boil down the chokes of any rush? I mean, what's the pivotal point?
The pivotal point is whether haseva is qualitatively differentiated as a metzarif from nezel and nechel b'duch plan, or whether Haseva and Nezel Venechel B'duch Plan are identical.
Right.
They're two forms of the identical thing.
Yeah, but it's really further than that. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that there has to be a group meal. And according to Rush, it just has to be a tziruf to Maisa Achila. That's really what's the
Rush. But that's where they get it from.
I understand. That's where they get it from, the your case. But in terms of the definition of the Machlokes...
The ultimate
definition of Machlokes.
Right.
Like, what is Machayev... In Zim.
Yeah, group sudo.
Group sudo or exist in Maisachil together.
Yeah, but, right.
That's your Maisachil.
Yeah, but those are two aspects of the same. Yeah, I mean, the other thing just shows you why it is that way.
Right, but I'm saying in terms of Lamaisa, that's. They argue what the Machayev is.
You need
right?
all these definitions.
You need it all.
Yeah. You can't splice them off.
Yeah.
You
lose something if you just said what you said.
Bedibur. It's an invitation. It's expressed. It's expressed verbally. It's be'etzah. They want to eat together in this place. It's not casual. It's not casual. It's bezimun. It's not casual. That's what Rashi... What is Rashi saying, really, in essence?
Right.
It's not casual. It's not a casual invitation. It's planned.
You're saying seva is intrinsically not casual.
A seva doesn't matter... Because I wouldn't put up with it. Do you follow? So it means haseva biyachad means that it's a joining social, a social joining of achila and friendship and discussion. It's a whole different thing.
Haseva is like a party. It's like a party.
Exactly.
You're not gonna have a party.
You're not invited to this party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a private party.
So you're saying that's, when the Rush holds.
That's Compton Bar Compton.
So what you're saying is when the Rush holds.
That's Compton Bar Compton. Exactly. Right. I didn't invite you. You're not invited to this party.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying according to the Rush, when it's the
tzirif. Is it tzirif of what? Is it a tzirif of the whole Suda? Or is it a tzirif of an act that's mechayev in Birchas HaMazon? It's a tziruf of a mechayev. That's how the Rosh learns. It's a tziruf of a mechayev. It's not a tziruf, it's not a different tziruf.
That's what's going to come out. That's the result of it. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Kinoch nashe derav, azu talmidav basrei. Kihadri. Amri Nezov Nech Lachmo Anohar de.
Anohar Dunk.
Dunk, okay. Basar de Karki Yasvi Vika Miboilhu Hasebu Tafkatron. Abu Yashu. Oh. Oh, Dilma came into Amri Nezov Nech Lachmo Rift of Paul Nisa. Kiesebu dummy.
Right. They asked the same Abaya.
Right.
In other words, so you see, the fact that they asked that Abaya would seem to be, in other words, is there a substitute for Aseva? Or it's only Aseva? Why would it be only Aseva? It would mean that it would be a machlokas.
Depends on
how you're going to learn, right? If you're going to learn like a Benyana, so the question is, what is the act of Aseva the only Mitzaref?
Right, to make a new type of a Suda, maybe you need an objective Maisa, but Das alone isn't enough.
And if you learn like the Rush, support it externally,
right.
Or must it be intrinsic in the very nature of the fact that I don't object to you. Okay, so they asked that shadow, exactly.
So lo have be kisebu dami lo have be adaya.
Lo have be adaya. They didn't know the answer. They thought about the question. Where are you going to go? I don't know.
So kamar ba'ada barava ahadar kare lachore.
Lachore. He took the kriya. There's a Rashi says kara shekara behesped rabo. Hechzer acholak la'achorav, so he threw it in the back of him.
Okay, the kar kriachrin.
Umasha la'ochor lafonim, and what was in back came to the front.
It's like he turned his shirt around.
He switched it around. Right. Fresh section.
Kedei lekro kar acher.
Keracha laharos lehei ros ovel lachshov to appear like an ovel. Kiyom amisa. I'll show you tzrichim ola rov einim yodim laharos. Because they needed a run, they didn't know how. Amar noch nafshe derav, ubirchas mizona lo gamrina. Rav was nifter, and we don't even know how to bench.
Had asa husava, saba. Ramalhu masnis and a brace of vishani lahu. Came in the army, nez vonech lachma, v'duchpa, and keseh udami.
Great.
Is
it Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, or he's the one who answered it? Yeah, I guess it is. Who answered it? Rav
Nachman by Yitzchak. I'm not sure if it means like he did it, or just someone else did the same thing as Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, too.
Yeah, because he went through the... He brought the
Baisa. I guess, it's just the Gemara, Stam and the Gemara brought it, and he answered it, you know. Could be whatever. Right. Whatever. Someone proved it from the Raisa and the Mishnah, that must be the answer.
Right.
Where's Rav Nachman Yitzchak?
He's the guy that said Nezel Nezel.
I just said in this mice just was a Saba.
Right. Sounds like he did the same thing. Same thing Rav Nachman Yitzchak answered. He realized that the Bryson still only said the answer between the Bryson and Mishnah.
That's right.
So he did this. He didn't answer Mitzvah. He just kind of showed it has to be if you want to
resolve the Mishnah. He answered his two ways. Yeah. That's right. That's good. It was such an emotional thing. He didn't know. So what are you supposed to do? So he said, no, it's just because what they were saying was that they didn't appreciate Rav during his lifetime.
Right.
Enough.
Right.
And now they saw how much they missed him. It was a new avelus. So there was a different appreciation of Rav later. And they recognize that during his lifetime they should have appreciated it more. So it was like a new Kabbalah of Elos. Nice job.
I mean, it's not because the rib, because not all he ripped because you don't know halachas.
Right, that's it.
It's Avelos for Rav. It's a further Rav for Rav.
That's right.
Well, that's why Rashi says, Karach Eloharos Avel Ach Kiyom HaMisa.
That's right. Kiyom HaMisa. That's right. You're right. It was Kiyom HaMisa. Yeah.
There's a little nicer with the egg.
Mitzvah during the meal, you mean? He doesn't have to say anything before.
Right. So he says, if anyone says, that's a raya, that only the shamash can do that.
But otherwise, it has to be kvias min chila.
Right.
I can see. Because he's part of the suitor in the term.
He's inherently part of group meal, right? Because that's what a shamash is.
Right.
He
facilitates the meal. So if he eats.
And what does the rush say?
You don't like waiters.
And in the rush, I just want to show you that when it says Rashan Lachalik, it means they can't be Motzah.
Yeah, but I think in the Rinyona it's clear, it's also clear.
It's also clear.
It means that. You don't have that Lashon on that Rashad,
you know. Machlok is Bashamish. So what does Rinyona say Bashamish?
Hold on.
That's an interesting thing. The
but they're not going to argue in the facts that only Shamash could do it.
Right. Not
right.
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 Right. So Rabbeinu Yonah. Take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. What is he saying? He says it's Daka B'Kach.
Because it's the way he's eating, right? Like he's standing, he's walking around.
It's a funny thing, I mean. But no, they wouldn't qualify, right? That's what the Rosh
says. Here it is. But the Rosh says he's starting, he's not there at the beginning.
He's not there at the beginning.
This is normally have to be there in the beginning to be part of the Suda, but the Shamash is...
It's apparently part of the Gvias. That's the nature of the Gvias.
You see, you have to say one more word in Rabbeinu Yonah. That in Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not that it's a different kind of Suda, simply. Because different kind of Suda, how does a Shamash qualify? It wasn't there from the beginning. But what it means is, it's different because it's real kvias. See, it's full kvias. In other words, full kvias in the Suda means mitzchilas v'atzofa. That's full kvias. So he says, for the Shamash, even though it's not mitchilas v'atzofa, it's still full kvias, because for him, this is the utmost kvias that he could do. Full kvias means the utmost kvias that you could supply. So for the Shamash, this is his utmost kvias, and therefore it's full kvias in the Suda. And the Rosh says you don't need full kvias in the Suda. You understand what I mean? All you need is to be mitzuref together in a Maisa HaMachayevis, the Birchus Hamazon. So he learns the Shamash, that the Shamash ordinarily would not be even a tzuref in the Maisa HaMachayevis. Why? Because he's flighty. But for the Shamash, flighty is good enough.
And that's his kavias. That's the nature.
That's it, right. They're both similar. They're just going to apply it. It's just that the Rabbeinu Yonah is going even further. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that you really need mitzchilas v'atzofa because you need a full kavias. For a regular person, a full kavias is mitzchilas v'atzofa. But for a Shamash, this is his full kavias. That's the nature of Zachilah.
That's funny, because going to the Rosh, get by a saber.
Yes.
That's the socialization?
That's the socialization.
Yeah.
That's the social life.
That he's right.
He ordinarily is a waiter. What are you doing here? A waiter is outside of the sphere. So if you're letting the waiter sit down, I mean, that's already...
I mean, he's not. I thought it's just simply like he's coming, he's going...
But he's sitting down, he's eating with you.
You bring him in, you bring him in.
You bring him in. Bring in the waiter.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, at bars, that's what they do.
That's right. That's right. Bring the... Ordinarily, you'd say, get the waiter out of here. He's a worker. He's not I'm the one who's being served. He's just the waiter. But if you allow the waiter to come in to the picture, that's...
Is that the way sat down with him, or he's walking back and forth, he's eating?
He wouldn't sit down with him unless they invite him.
No, but I'm saying, but is the case was where he actually sat down with him, or he just eats with as he's serving, he's eating?
No.
No.
He actually sits down with him.
Oh, he actually sits down with him.